This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that the Rhinebeck Town Board, though on the other side of the Hudson River, passed a resolution December 8th opposing the proposed 178-mile Pilgrim pipeline. The pipeline would carry Bakken crude oil from Albany to New Jersey and send refined oil products back to Albany, largely along I-87. In Greene County, the proposed project veers east of Route 9W, west of Sleepy Hollow Lake, and then back near the interstate around Leeds-Athens Road. After Catskill on its way south, the pipeline veers west of the interstate briefly around Cotterskill Road. The Rhinebeck Board voted 4-0, with Councilman Joseph Gelb absent, not to support the proposal. Quote, Bakken oil is a particularly volatile sort of oil that is produced via fracking, which is a technology that we're all increasingly familiar with, unquote, Jessica Scott, a member of the group Citizens for Local Power, said. Quote, Bakken has led recently to some pretty dramatic incidents with rail accidents that have led to a loss of life because of its particularly volatile nature, unquote. Last week, the Rochester Town Board in Ulster County adopted a resolution that supported the town boards of Rosendale and New Paltz, which have formally objected to the pipeline proposed to run through their towns. Pilgrim Pipeline Transportation of New York earlier this year sent right-of-entry and survey permission agreements to some Rosendale residents who were told the company must conduct survey for environmental and archaeological information. If the pipeline is accepted, some properties would be taken over by eminent domain. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. James McPherson of the Associated Press reports that in the Minneapolis Star Tribune that on Tuesday, December 10th, North Dakota regulators set new rules requiring oil companies shipping millions of gallons of crude oil a week by rail to reduce the oil's volatility before it's loaded onto train cars. Bakken crude oil from North Dakota now comes through Albany rail lines. Quote, oil trains that carry North Dakota crude through the U.S. and Canada were involved in at least 10 major accidents in less than 2 years, including an explosion in La Mécanique, Quebec that killed 47 people, unquote, the story reports. North Dakota State Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms said that now all crude from the state's oil patch would have to be treated by heat or by pressure to remove certain liquids and gases before being loaded onto rail cars effective April 1st. Locally, New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Joseph Martins and State Department of Transportation Commissioner Joan McDonald issued a press release writing, quote, New York State is pleased North Dakota has taken aggressive action to increase the safety of transporting crude oil across the state and nation. Reducing the volatility of Bakken crude at the source protects public health, protects the environment, and provides an additional safeguard for New Yorkers and communities across the country. We thank North Dakota for taking swift action. On Thursday, December 11th, there are many town meetings, public meetings locally. Check ahead because of the weather and other reasons. The meetings could be canceled, postponed, or delayed. But December 11th, Wyndham Ashland Jewett has a Board of Education meeting at 7 p.m. at the Wyndham Ashland Jewett School on Route 23 in Wyndham. Greenville Board of Education meets December 11th at 7 p.m. at the Greenville High School. The Cara-Durham Board of Education meets at 7 p.m. at the Cara-Durham High School. Philmont Zoning Board of Appeals meets at 7 p.m. December 11th at the Philmont Village Hall. Also December 11th, Claverick Town Board meets at 7 p.m. in Mellonville. Stuyvesant Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. December 11th at the Stuyvesant Town Hall. And the New Baltimore Planning Board meets at 7 p.m. December 11th at the New Baltimore Town Hall. This is Tom Murr reporting for WGXC.